The menace of something hidden and hard to control animates the new movie Super 8. The ads for it are dominated by two well-known names, writer-director J.J. Abrams, known for Mission Impossible 3 and Star Trek, and producer Steven Spielberg, who's known for being Steven Spielberg. Our film critic Kenneth Turan tells us what he thought of their collaboration.
Super 8 is the story of what happens when half a dozen middle school kids from Ohio set out to create a student short film and end up enmeshed in something much bigger and scarier. Super 8 starts with those student filmmakers eager to make a zombie epic, to enter in the rarefied precincts of the 1979 Cleveland International Super 8 Film Festival. To up the film's emotional quotient, an attractive blonde classmate, played by Elle Fanning, is asked to be in the movie, too.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Oh, pretty much just be a lifeless ghoul with no soul, dead eyes, scary. Did you ever have Miss Mullen?
For English?
Yeah. Kind of like her, but hungry for human flesh. Like, she wants to turn somebody into a zombie. Because that's kind of what zombies do.
On the night of the filming, the director's quest for production value leads to shots of a truly spectacular train crash that happens right in front of that Super 8 camera.
Guys, watch out!
Something unseen escapes from that train, and before you know it, all kinds of strange and mysterious happenings traumatize the town.
I've got property damage, I've got theft. I've got 9 people missing now. There are things happening around here that I can't explain.
Super 8 is old-fashioned and genteelly entertaining, something more like Steven Spielberg's work than J.J. Abrams' usual high-energy productions. But you only have to compare Super 8 to the Spielberg film it most resembles, the impeccably entertaining E.T., to see the ways the earlier film felt fresh and inventive, while the new one has the aura of stuff we've already seen. The problem with Super 8 is not how much there is to complain about, but how little there is to be excited about. Given the abilities of the accomplished names involved, that has got to be a disappointment.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.